Well, Father God, we send the word out to those that are sick in body, Father God. Your word says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Your word declares that you're touched with the feeling of our infirmities, Father God. Your word declares that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So we send the word out to the body tonight, Father God. We speak healing in their bodies and their minds and their souls and their spirits. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you this evening, and we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tonight. Jackie, you could turn me down a little bit. I'm a little high. Praise God, praise God, praise God. That's better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want anybody to go home tonight and say Pastor Carl was yelling at me. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We started this study with, we're talking about hitting the target. Amen. And we talked about the anointing of God. And we talked about the right hand of the extended hands of God, which is answering the call to share the gospel. The left hand was attending his church. Then last week, we talked about assisting others. Tonight, we're going to talk about abounding. Amen? It's kind of interesting. The Apostle Paul teaches on the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And 13 and 14, he brings edification to it. Then he talks about defeating death in chapter 15. The corruptible will put on incorruptible, and this mortal will put on immortality, and then death will be swallowed up in victory. This is the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. This is the hope we have for family members. This is the hope we have for loved ones, is the blessed hope of God's word. And if God said it, we believe everywhere else, we got to believe this also.
That's right.
Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. So tonight, he wants to speak to us a little bit about abounding. And sometimes in ministry, it seems like it's the same few doing everything, and people seem to get worn out. And the Lord says that when we get worn out, we're doing it in our strength and not his strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, okay? So he says to us in verse number 57, he said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." In other words, God says for us not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Amen. I always remember what I heard this from D. James Kennedy in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I was down there studying evangelism explosion, and he had an apple, and he said, "You can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed." Amen. So as we're sowing for the kingdom of God, we don't always get to see the fruit being manifested before our eyes. So the first thing he wants us to do is the steadfastness. The steadfastness. The Apostle Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 17. He says, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Then he says, "But grow in grace." What is grace? It's the unmerited favor of God. For us to grow in grace, it means that we need to grow with unmerited favor for others. In other words, it's not what they have done to deserve our love, our compassion, You know, even when we need to get away from the somebody did me wrong song, God wants to put a new song in our heart, a song of praise, hallelujah. So he tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, when I grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I see that grace abounded towards me. Amen. When I didn't deserve it, when I didn't earn it, when it wasn't deserved or merited, his grace still poured out to me. Amen. So as Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So if I'm following Jesus, I also have to follow the grace that he pours out for others. Amen. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So the first thing he wants to talk us about is if we're growing, we're constantly being steadfastness or standing fast, not being unmovable. We need to grow in the things of the Lord. I have here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul speaks about growing. And what I'm going to parallel this with is the Word of God. He says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. In other words, God sowed a word in me. I'm speaking it to sow it in you. And it's up to you to make it a benefit for others. Amen? Amen? So what we're doing is we're helping each other to grow, but to help others to grow too. He says in verse number 11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God, for the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Amen. It's just not about out here. We got to take this grace and help others to grow. Amen. You know? So he says, when we do this, there's the gain. The gain. I love the way the prophet Jeremiah penned it in Jeremiah chapter 9. Verse 24. So he says, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. So with this in mind, with the steadfastness, we're to abound, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work. Amen? If we want to accomplish great things for the kingdom of God, it takes putting our hands together and working. The service is one of the things the Lord speaks to my heart about. The prophet Haggai in Haggai chapter 2. The prophet was prophesying. He was saying, verse number 4. He says, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. Hello? For by grace we're saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, but we're called to do the works for the kingdom of God. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Amen. What we're doing is we're by our works, we're glorifying God. We're not glorifying ourselves. He doesn't share his glory. And for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, what does he say? Hey, work, for I am with you. In other words, he's going to be my helper. He's my very present help in time of need. He said, be strong. How am I strong? I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might to fight the good fight and do what's right. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. So when you're asked to do some things, don't grow weary in well-doing. So there's the encouragement. I love what the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 41. Verse number 13. He said, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. God wants you to understand. When God calls you to do something, that you never do it alone. Even though there may not be somebody beside you to help you, God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He is your very present help in the time of need. Amen. 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 So sometimes when we're doing it, we might be look like an army of one, but I remember Elijah was an army of one. Amen. And when all the soldiers surrounded him, the angels overtook him and blinded the entire army. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a good God. So he gives us the exhortation here in 1 Peter chapter 5. You know this, what Wednesday night is, truly? Wednesday night is the workers. It's the body of Christ. It's the workers. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what we're doing is we're encouraging the workers in the kingdom. Amen. Amen. And he says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse number 1, he says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So the Lord says to us that we're to be steadfast, to serve, to work, to be good stewards of what God has entrusted us with. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 6. The apostle puts it like this. He said, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. In other words, what happens so many times in the body of Christ with workers, they get disappointed because they didn't get the celebration from man. They didn't get the well done from man. They didn't get that word from man. But you're not doing it as unto man, you're doing it as unto the Lord, and he will reward you.
Amen.
Amen. You will be rewarded from him. So if we're look out trying to get it for the reward of men, most of the time we're going to be disappointed and brokenhearted. Amen. But we're not doing it unto men. We're doing it unto God. Amen. We're God's servants. Amen. That's called. He's imparted something in us, and he's calling for each and every one of us to be a good steward of what he's entrusted us with. Amen. The gift of God that's in me is not my gift. It's his gift. I don't own it. It doesn't belong to me. The gift that is in you is not your gift. It's God's gift. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to him. And what he is saying, if you just let him flow through you and I in a supernatural way, it'll bring glory to him. It isn't about bringing glory to ourselves. Amen. It's about bringing glory to him. So it calls for the faithfulness in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 of the stewards. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 1, he says, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet I am not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come and will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. So he says to you and I, this is the fruit that we're to bear. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 10. He says, as every man have received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So what is he saying to us? We're to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, serving, for our labor is not in vain, being a good steward, amen? Because everything we're doing is to satisfy him. The satisfaction, Psalms 107. Are y'all with me tonight? Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Hallelujah. Psalms 107, verse number 8 says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call on him when he's near. Hallelujah. So there's wisdom that comes from this. And I love what Daniel says in Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3. What am I talking about? The wisdom that we're being steadfast, that we're serving, we're being good stewards of what God has entrusted us with to bring him satisfaction. Amen. And Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3. The word of God says, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen. Man, I just think that we're living in one of the greatest times since the world's been created. Amen. I truly believe we're in the last days. I believe there's a call for the church, the body of Christ, to return to their first love. Amen. It isn't about this feeling thing. It's about a relationship. Amen. With the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all three in one. And being intimate with him and being intimate with one another. Amen. We're called together. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. All of you are special in your own way. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Aren't you glad that No, I'm not going to go there. So we find that the windfall. You know, when I think of a windfall, a windfall speaks of a great abundance coming. But sometimes when I think about the word windfall, I'm just waiting. I have a heart of expectation because I've seen the glory of God come into this atmosphere. I've seen the glory of God fill this atmosphere in this room. And I'm waiting for the wind of the Spirit to fall in this place. And people start moving according to what God's word says. And start reacting like God says to react. And all of a sudden things will start falling off of us to try to cling on to us. I don't know about you. It's just like when you have static and all the dust and lint tries to to your clothes, and we're walking through this earth and walking through this life, and there's all kinds of things that the enemy is trying to have to cling on to us, and God's going to give us some woolite. God's going to give us some Holy Ghost woolite, and that all that lint's going to fall off, and those things of this world are going to fall off, and we're going to glorify, we're going to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time in the house of God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to have a party. I want to have a Holy Ghost party. I love being drunk in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to drink alcohol and liquor, and I'd wake up with a hangover. And I want you to understand, when you drink the Spirit, you're not going to have a hangover. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is going to overhang. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember J.O. when we first came into this building, and the Lord said he was going to fill this place with his glory. And we lined up in this front row, this center row right here, to take communion. And Sam Leslie, you can ask him today, he was in the sound room up there, and a cloud filled this place where they couldn't see us on the floor. Hallelujah. A cloud of God's glory. His glory comes. And he said he came and he's coming back. Amen. He's coming to our church, a spotless church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. And in other words, he's saying to you and I that he is speaking to everyone's heart about something. Stop holding on when he's asked you to release. Amen. When you release it to him, he's going to take it, and he isn't an indie giver. He ain't going to give it back to you. Hallelujah. He reminds me in James chapter 1. Hallelujah. Praise God. He reminds you and I, but whoso, verse 25, looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. Indeed. I don't know about you, but I can't outgive him. Amen. Can you? So what is he saying to you and I tonight? He's saying, hey, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, it'll accomplish what God sent it to do. He's the one that holds time in his hands, and he's the one that will make manifest when he's ready to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So can we all just stand? If you can stand with me. It'll get me in God's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's surrender to him. Father, we're surrendering to you tonight, Father God. You see every heart and every life of every last one that's in this room. Father, those things that are weighing us down, that are binding us, Father God, we call those things loosed right now in the name of Jesus. Set at liberty, Father God, every captive, Father God. We pray that chains fall, Father God. Sometimes we look at chains as rattly things. But sometimes chains are whatever the adversary might try to bind us with, to choke us up with. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you sent your word to heal, Father God, to deliver, to set captives free, Father God. We're grateful, Father God, for the call of God that's on each and every one in this room, that the call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. No matter where they've been, no matter what they've done, Father God, your grace abounds right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for strengthening us in your power and in your might. Father God, that we may do what you called us to do. Tonight we surrender to you, Lord. We say, not our will, but your will be done. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. We'll never cease to give you the praise and glory. Now use us, Father God, in our family, with our family members, with our loved ones, in our workplaces, Father God, with our associates, Father God, for those that we come in contact, Father God, with. May you be glorified in and through us to others, and we'll never cease to give you praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.